before they had gone to bed, all the men, notice all the men, from every part, very important, all, every part of the city of Sodom, and again, young and old. That's very defining right there. All, every part, and young and old. Starting at the bottom, young and old, generational. This was something the fathers had learned from their fathers or the grandfathers, and their sons had learned it from the fathers. This was swept through culture. Yeah. Okay? It was generational. Every part, meaning it was across the culture. It wasn't the rich, it wasn't the poor, it wasn't the second town. From every part, if it would be in business, if you're going to be in the construction, whatever you're doing, they came. Young and old from every part, and then it says all. They came, they called the lot. Okay, let's go back. Before they had gone to bed, the angels, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. See, surrounded. Indication right here, this type of people, this group, moves in a mob. They don't have truth, they don't have reality, they don't have the sanctity of sexuality, they have nothing except mob influence. They can't argue for the faith of logic. You should have seen somewhere along the line where one man or one woman with truth addresses a large crowd and sways the crowd with truth. It happens throughout history. One person with truth makes the presentation and the multitudes follow because they recognize truth. This group cannot present truth. They can't present reality. They have no argument except lies and deception. And when that doesn't work, because people have logic, and that's a lie, that's deception, that doesn't make sense. The only thing they've got left is, guess what? The mob. They surrounded the house. I'm not going to get political right there, but I'm very, very close. Are anybody with me on this? I mean, I could go on another right here. This group can only intimidate, surround, and try and force their political agenda. They have no logic. They have no truth. They are not in reality. They surrounded the house. They called Lot. Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us. I hope you've got your Bibles open. I'm going to stop reading that verse right there. You can read it yourself, can you not? Okay? For the sake of the whole congregation here today. Meaning those that don't need to know all this. Bring them out to us so that they can... Okay. Verse 6. Lot went outside to meet them. Now, we got this little picture taking place here. There's a door. They're inside the house in the safety of the host, supposedly. Lot, being a good host, goes outside the door. That door is not going to be very important now throughout the rest of this little dialogue right here. That he goes outside. He leaves everybody inside. He goes outside and tries to reason with them. Well, good luck. You're not going to reason with this multitude. Lot went out to meet them and shut the door behind him, protecting his guests, and said, now notice, no, my friends. When he says my friends, that is an interesting statement. Because what he is doing is he is identifying himself with them. He says, I'm one of you. Lot apparently had some type of, obviously he was sitting at the city gate, but he had identified with them. He's not saying, I agree with you, but he is saying, I'm one of you. I live in your city. I'm one of your judges. I sit in the city gate with you. No, my friends. Don't do this wicked thing. Look, now again, I want you to read this next part. I'll just read it. I have two dogs. Now right here, what is going on here? You read that next verse, read that next verse? Look, he said, don't do this wicked thing. Look, I've got two dogs. Now, what this is showing us, and this is important, you know this, but you need to be warned of it, and this explains many, many things that come up in our lives or in our culture's life, is Lot has made so many bad decisions up to this point, he is in this predicament. He is living in Sodom and Gomorrah and hasn't left. He is one of the judges of Sodom and Gomorrah, sitting in the gates. He's part of the leadership. His house is now surrounded because the angels have come to destroy the city. He's brought them in his house to protect them. trying to be the good host. But just because you're trying right here, trying to make a good decision today, and you've had it happen, but I'm trying to make good decisions. Your good decisions are gone. You've ran out of options. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because he is in this city, he doesn't have a good option to choose from. I've had situations like that in my own life. I've counseled people, if you want to say it that way. I get to like to say a couple stories. But it's like, you have given me no good option. Choice A is a bad decision. So I'll choose B, which is a worse decision. I only can choose A or B, and they're both bad decisions. Well, let's do the right thing. It's not available. We do not have the right thing left. We've destroyed all of our options. And realize, especially as a young person growing up, as you begin to live your life and you begin to make decisions, every decision you make, you're eliminating options. You're going a certain direction. There's always hope. There's always God. But eventually, you're going to get into positions because you've shut all these doors. You've eliminated all these options. You only have choice A and choice B, and neither one of them are good. Well, what happened? Well, here he's got right here. His house is surrounded. He wants to protect his guests, but he also wants to protect his daughters. And it's like, well, what am I going to do? Again, we can't even understand this. Hopefully you don't even understand this. This is what he's doing. It's like, how can you even think this way? But anyway, I think it comes down to the fact that he doesn't have any good options left. He's surrounded by them. His house is surrounded by violent men. And he's got to try to be a man of God. He's got to be the good father, and he's got to be the good host. Well, what do you want to be? You want to be the good father or the good host? And in his case, I want to be the good host. So here's my daughters. Well, that's not a good job. I don't have any options left. I'm running out of options. We want equal rights for the races of people. All different types of nationalities deserve equal rights. And the reason we believe that, the reason I believe that, is because that is something God created. That is something that God has made sacred. God has made, if it be the black, the white, the Chinese, the Asian, whatever, he's made the different cultures of people, different races of people. We've studied that in Genesis. And they're to be honored and recognized and kept sacred. God has also created, guess what? Men and women, or male and female. Those are also sacred. Do you understand what I'm saying? So different races of people are designed by God, and sexuality, male and female, is designed by God. And what happens sometimes is people who want to depreciate sexuality will compare it to nationality or races and say, well, just like the races need to be kept separate and we need to recognize them as freedom for all, we also want freedom for example, homosexuality. It's like, you can't do that. Because homosexuality is a corruption of another institution or another sacred thing that God has established, which is sexuality. In other words, the two are not compatible. You can't say homosexuality is similar to the races and they all deserve equal rights. No. Homosexuality is a perversion of male and female that God has established. And to say that, you're going two different directions with it. And of course, it's illogical. Of course, it comes against the scriptures. But of course, thinking to be wise, they become fools. I'll say it one more time. Races are sacred because God has established it that way. Sexuality, male and female, is sacred because God has established it that way. The Bible, is consistent. It's wisdom. It makes sense. But when you corrupt it, and you've got over here, well, we're going to honor the races, but we're also going to honor homosexuality, you now are thinking illogical and you are entered into the realm of a fool, but you think you're wise and we're to shudder at your intelligence, which is really foolishness. And so I mock that today.